This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. An aid ship loaded with some 200 tons of food aid for Gaza left Tuesday from Cyprus and should arrive in about 3 days. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
The food was gathered by World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, and is being transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. Juan Camilo Jimenez is the activation manager for the World Central Kitchen.
We are carrying almost 200 tons of aid there, food supplies, basically rice, beans, lettuce, canned tuna, and others.
The United States has separately announced plans to construct a sea bridge near Gaza in order to deliver aid, but it will likely be several weeks before it becomes operational. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
As the aid ship set out for Gaza Tuesday, the UN's Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs was quick to remind the international community this maritime delivery and future ones will not make up for the delivery of aid to Gaza through ground transportation. Speaking to reporters in Geneva, UN Humanitarian Agency spokesman Lenz Lerka was quick to point out any food and emergency aid that comes into Gaza, including the ongoing airdrops, are desperately needed and appreciated.
It's not a substitute for the overland transport of food and other emergency aid into Gaza and particularly northern Gaza. It cannot make up for that. So make no mistake, it is welcome, but we need the overland access and the safe and secure and regular delivery within Gaza as well.
The five-month-old war in Gaza has driven hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to the brink of starvation. The war, triggered by Hamas' October 7th attack on Israel, has killed over 30,000 Palestinians and driven most of Gaza's 2.3 million people from their homes. This is VOA News.